said, after my shower, he said, "Oh, then you don't have to. I'll get Mom to get me some. And if she doesn't, I'll get them from you after your shower." Now, he's not only planned a couple alternatives, but he's also told me all about them. Ross, that's silly. Ross, I told Ross, go get me the Smurf book. He ran into the other room and said to Mom, "Sorry, but I have to take the Smurf book." This is a sort of a new phrase, "Sorry, but such and such."
I asked Mark if he wanted a dog or a cat, and he said, "You can pretend your dog is a cat."
Ross said, "Dad, what's the snow thing when everything comes crashing down?" And I said, "Avalanche." And Ross said, "Well, an avalanche is going to come, and Colt Seavers comes crashing down." He was watching the fall guy on TV. I guess they're doing something about snow time and avalanches. Is it too late for breakfast?
I mean, we're just playing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They're going bye-bye right here. Swimming. Ooh! Can I swim with you? No. I'm going to be able to swim. I don't care because Google will be my best friend. Right, Google? Yes. Okay. I'm not going to be a friend, girl. I think she's going to swim right over me. I hate you and I hate you. He didn't want me. Besides, E.T. has a lot more fun. I'm gonna find a friend, right? I'm gonna find a friend. Any team? is going in their spaceship.
Right, E.T.? We're not sad.
like it's time for lunch. Yeah. When the lights are up, we can go to bed, right?
Right.
And then when the lights turn on, we can get up and put our clothes on, right?
Right.
And then we'll go in the McDonald's again, right?
Right.
So let's go there, okay?
No, we are waiting, kid.
Let's go there, I said.
No, we already did. Besides, I had enough beer for myself at home.
We had enough, right?
Right.
And let's go home and sleep in the bed, and then the lights will turn off. Then they will turn off. And then we can go to sleep, right? And then they'll turn on, and then we can get up, and then go right down the light.
Right.
Here's their much to his their nap, right?
Your nap is right there, right?
Where my nap?
You know you don't have any nap.
That my nap. You don't have any nap. Is that my nap?
You don't have any nap.
I said you don't have any nap.
Put someone for your nappy.
My nappy.
Where can I go for my nappy?
You don't have any nappy because you don't have a spaceship. These are our spaceships. You gotta find another spaceship.
Another spaceship.
That's red. No, that's ours.
No, that's you.
Kitten. Time to go. Time to get back into our place and go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Morning.
Yeah.
It's time to wake up.
Yeah, we already wake up, right?
Right.
And we're going to McDonald's again, right?
Right.
I don't have any spaceship.
That's why you did it. That's why you want our friend.
But I don't have any.
Are you our friend?
Yeah, but I want to walk.
Wait a minute. You want to fly? Then why don't you fly with this?
He wants to fly.
No, he's going to fly with this.
He wants to fly.
He can fly with this.
He wants a spaceship.
He wants a spaceship, doesn't he?
Yeah, he wants to fly.
Well, he's not. He's and the other guy's friend.
Monkey,
this isn't the driving place. Guns and stuff. And this just has guns.
Mm-hmm.
have any guns.
What he wanted, he said, I want to watch her making food. It means he wanted to go in and watch mommy making food. This is a nice use of a gerundive.
I showed Ross, or Ross saw those opunky hanging up, and when he, I said that he wore them when he was a baby, and he said, were they attached? I guess he means that when he was born, were those shoes attached?
Ross said, Dad, I think we don't have so many toys, right? Because they were easy to put away. And I said, no, that's It's just that you're getting better at putting them away. And he said, Dad, go ahead, tell him.
At school, when we get, when the teachers get us to clean up the toys in the areas that we're playing in at free time, and it's and for meeting, they turn off the lights. That meant the time to clean up.
Right.
And then we go to meeting, do kinds of songs. Like over the hill and through the woods.
Very good, huh?
That's a new one we found out.
Okay, well, that was very interesting. We turned off now, okay?
Okay.
I called Marky Sugar. And Ross said, don't call him that. He'll just cry.
Did you tape record what you figured out?
I told him that he asked me why I put my lamp up there, right?
Yeah.
And I said so I can have a light from the back. Go ahead.
And I said, I think I know why, because the thing isn't there.
He said, I think I know better than you do.
Yeah.
Why you did it.
Yeah.
And I said, why? And he said, because the thing isn't there anymore. That is, he knew that I had moved my desk. And I was giving him a bad explanation, which was that the light was coming from behind, and really, I would have never put it there if I hadn't moved the desk in the first place. Isn't that right, Russ? Although it is true that it's nice to have this light come from behind, isn't it?
Dad.
It is not, isn't, you don't like my explanation?
Dad, if you put closer like that, that might be easier like that.
Easier on my eyes, right?
Yeah.
But was my explanation really a bad explanation?
Well, kind of. Well, it looks good.
No, but not whether my idea was a bad idea, but when I told you that the reason I put it up there was to get light from behind, do you think that was really wrong?
Yeah.
What was the real reason that I did it?
Because your desk was away.
Okay, thank you. Now you go. Ross said, this is what you have to do if you're a big boy. You have to put your legs up here. Where do you have to put your legs up? You have to put one leg up here, that's right. In other words, if you want to climb up the sink and draw pictures on the fog in the mirror in the bathroom. This, you have to put one leg up to climb up. Ross asked, saw some packages in the car. He said, did you get any presents? And I said, yeah. And he said, are they for children or for big people? And I said, I'm not telling. And he said, that means they're for kids. Because if they were for you, you'd tell. This is pretty good thinking. And I said, no, maybe they're for me and I'm not telling. He said, then you shouldn't have bought them. Again, trying to prove that I was wrong, that it must be for kids. He'd really like to have it for kids. He really wants to prove it, although he's not sure. He wants to kind of force me to admit it. And then I said, well, maybe they're for Grandpa and Grandma. And then he said, can I look inside and see what they are? Going back to that plan again. Ross held up a Cheerios box and said, Dad, do you get a prize in this? And I said, I'm not sure. And he said, let's hope so. He wanted to get a prize out of some side of the Cheerios box. It was the first case that I've heard him say, let's hope so.
Mark said, I want to go outside and see the witches. And Ross said to him, witches aren't real, just ghosts are. No, I mean, ghosts aren't real either. Just Count Dracula's are. So he has a firm idea now, I guess, what's real about witches and scary things and what's not. And he's heard the story about Count Dracula, and that's why Count Dracula is real.